You're listening to Grace, Invigorating Talk Radio with Anita. Discover, inspire, evolve.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Grace Radio Show. My guest today is a very special guest, Timothy. I never caught your last name.
Timothy Story.
Is that your official last name, Timothy?
Yes, that's my real actual last name.
Wow, that is beautiful. Timothy Story. That's extremely catchy. So today's guest is Timothy Story, and I met Timothy last week pretty much, and he is a very special person, and I'll just basically let him tell you his story. So Timothy, we met last week at an Afrobeat club, Station 1640, and we walked in and you were dancing, you were doing your thing, you were in the zone, and you caught my eye. Actually, you caught everyone's eye, and you had such beautiful energy that we kind of had to come and just vibe around you, and you were full of such great moves and just such sunlight and such light that, you know, it was just extremely attractive and magnetic. And that made me want to befriend you, and you quickly embraced, you know, our crowd, and we started dancing, and it was just such a fantastic, memorable night. So here we are, you know, a week later, catching up at the beach. We're at Malibu. What better place to kind of like tape this show? So, I wanna talk a little bit about how you, you know, went into dance and how you like gained this amazing like talent, how you developed it. So tell me a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up?
My background, so I grew up in California, actually. I mean, didn't really get around like that. I was dancing since I was 3, listening to Michael Jackson hits. And, you know, those is always popping. And it's almost everybody's favorite dancer, or he get down, his music and everything. And then from there, kind of took a little break because I was still young, so figuring out what I was going to do and my situation wasn't. So uplifting from everybody else since being in foster care. So I moved around a lot. But when I did get at a stable place, I attended dance classes in high school. And then later on in college, I also pursued dance and learned many different dances, from ballet, jazz, and tap soon, but to bachata and salsa and tango.
So you definitely have a background in dance. So it was kind of in you, and it started at 3 with Michael Jackson and such influences. What were some of your other favorites growing up? What kind of music did you listen to? Like, what kind of, you know, who influenced you as an artist or even actor or, you know, any entertainer, basically?
The people that influenced me was, one of my favorites was a hip-hop rapper named Lil Wayne. And it was because his music was real. I mean, he came from the streets, and just his wordplay, because I like writing as well. So his wordplay was on par with similes and metaphors and stuff like that. So he was really great to influence. And then later on, when the internet kind of became more popular, I used to look up dance videos of World of Dance, and I fell in love with the Les Twins because they're from London. And they was twins, so it was like, man. And they did a lot of hip-hop stuff as well, so it just got me hooked on to be like them, to inspire people just like them through their dances and stuff like that.
You definitely inspire people, Timothy. And how old are you right now?
25, recently.
Wow. You have a whole life ahead of you to do all kinds of things. And where do you think you're going to be going with all this? Do you think that you're going to pursue dance professionally, or do you want to get into the, you know, music video scene or anything like that?
I'm definitely up for any opportunities that come my way, because I want to learn more experience and learn different stuff and continue to meet other people and inspire people to get out of their comfort zone, whether it be for exercises purposes or anything, or just to feel free, just to groove with the beat or anything. So I probably would definitely look to open up something along the way when that time comes.
That's beautiful, Timothy. And I want to, like, talk a little bit about, like, Afrobeat music. How'd you hear about it? Because we were at an Afrobeat club, and that's, like, a new genre of music. And you really had the moves down. I was actually quite surprised. But you said your roots are kind of, like, in hip-hop. Like, you're really comfortable with that scene, so.
I was, like, I...
Does Gander? It come to you naturally, these moves, or is it, do you watch videos and just kind of get influenced and, like, create your own?
So, yeah, a lot of moves, they come from me watching other people, other dancers do these types of moves, and then I incorporate it in my own, or, you know, you take a style and you try to alter it as well. But rhythm has always been in my blood since my dad used to pop lock, and my mom dance her ass off when when she hears music too, and I just found that out. So that was like, oh, you probably got your dancing from your mom because you're really good and you dance for a really long time. But it just goes that I watch a lot of stuff, and that's how I learn, by watching and trying to pay attention to certain stuff, and also learning different dance moves, like going into different dance genres. You learn to pay attention to different beats like drums and pianos, or words if you want to dance with lyrics and make your dance moves pop up to people's eye.
Right, and you said you were kind of like, you're influenced by the Latin dance culture as well, like salsa and stuff. You sometimes go dancing salsa and bachata, you said?
Yes, I just love partner dances. Partner dances are beautiful to me, and it's just a way to for everybody to have fun. For a stranger, if you meet them anywhere, you could just dance and y'all know the basic steps and y'all like, oh, cool, and chop it up like that. And I also, to get back to the question, I heard from Afrobeats from, like, my cousin. He was playing some music and it just happened to be an Afrobeat.
That's beautiful. Who was the first, like, artist that you were introduced to from Afrobeat scene?
I think it was Afro Kid, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. That was his name, and it was the You Don't Want No Other Body song.
Oh, you mean WizKid?
WizKid,
yeah. WizKid, yeah.
So it was WizKid, and from there, then I was just like, that day I was like, let me just check out an Afrobeat. Just because, you know, I don't usually do these type of things and these type of dance movements and stuff.
Wow, because I really thought you were, like, maybe professional, because you just, you know, you got the moves down and you were so active and you were pretty much dancing all night. Like, from the moment we stepped in and saw you to, like, I don't know, it was, like, way past, like, midnight, you were, like, just going at it, like the Energizer Bunny. So do you, like, throughout your day and your daily life, do you dance, like, when you hear music? Are you just a natural, always kind of, like, moving around?
I feel like my movements are natural, because when I do walk around regularly or at bus stops, or whether it be train stations or whatever, I do hear certain instruments and dance to it. The funniest thing that I danced to before was actually the bus, the ramp, the beep, beep, beep.
So you see, you hear, like, music and everything, even in, like, bus horns and things like that. Like, you...
Yes.
Yeah, you pick up on stuff like that. That's awesome. So, you know, that's so cool. I want to, like, hear a little bit about your, like, upbringing. I know you said you were kind of, like, in the foster care system, and not to digress from the beautiful world of dance and music and stuff, but how did that kind of affect you growing up, and do you feel like you know, it's made you a different person, or how has it shaped you?
Moving from the foster system shaped me in, to me, a better way, because it's like, sometimes when you with your family, they'll treat you a certain way, they'll do a certain thing. So for me to have moved from my family, and I mean, being my brothers, like, I was separated from them. So for me to move away from them and then have to do everything independently, have to try to get along with whatever roommate they set me up with, was beneficial in my life, so I could get along with other regular people out in society.
That's very interesting, because usually you hear of the foster care system being kind of hard on children, you know, like having this like unstable thing of like constantly moving, but you're actually telling me the positive side of being in the foster care, like in terms of like interacting with different kinds of people, maybe in your case normal people that were, you know, had your best interests in mind and sort of helping you get to better places perhaps.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I was lucky enough to have a caring foster mother that took care of me and tried to put my best interest first and like help me dabble out there in the world and try new things. So I'm very grateful for that. To have
that. Are
you still
in touch with your foster mother?
No.
The one that originally raised you?
No, I'm not, but I've seen her a couple years ago and we were saying hi and stuff like that.
She must really care about you and love you.
Yeah, I think the whole purpose is to treat the child that you take into as your own, to build up from there, like treat them as you treat your regular child and make them grow better independently so they could be something in life.
Right. When you were in that system, were you all by yourself with this woman, or did you have other siblings be cared under her?
Well, I moved around. At first, I was actually in the house with my brothers, but I did some messed up stuff and they separated me from them. So when I separated, I had to have a whole different mindset and be like, okay, I need to get my stuff together because this is not cool. And it was with other random kids that come from different backgrounds, whether it be gang involved or anything. So you never know what you might bring up out of them if the wrong thing is said or you treat somebody a different type of way.
Right. Well, it's very brave of you to, you know, you said earlier when we were talking yesterday that, you know, you've changed a lot. What has changed within you over the years, you feel?
I was a lot negative in the world, and I did bad things and acted out such as everybody do as they're learning to grow up. But I grew out of it at a faster pace, I believe, because in high school, I didn't go to school in elementary. Like, I was used to ditch school, and then out of nowhere, I was just like, I think I heard one of my teachers say something about African Americans and how a lot of the percentages say that they don't amount to nothing. So it made me want to become something. I want to do something.
Prove otherwise.
Yes.
Yeah. What were some of your favorite subjects in school growing up?
My favorite subject was math. Math was pretty cool, and English, just because the writing and the ancient Greeks and mythology and stuff.
Ah, that's beautiful. And you said you liked writing poetry.
Yes. When I learned about all of it and kind of researched it more and like read it in the books and stuff and actually tried it, it was actually fun to do. And, you know, you have to put some time into it to learn how to perfect it and do it the right way that it's supposed to be done. Right. But it was worth it. The outcome was worth it.
Right. So, Timothy, right now, at this time, at this point in your life, what are some of your most important goals?
My most important goals are to be better than I was last year, to be better every year, to try to grow my name and everything around me to the people I hang around and my whole family situation to help them get on top of their stuff so it don't be like African Americans trying to pull each other down. I'm trying to uplift people and bring them to success with me.
Right. You're definitely a very warm and loving person and very open to other cultures, and you know, that's a very beautiful quality that you have. Now, in terms of, like, your artistic endeavors and stuff, how could people find you if they want to connect and collaborate with you?
I have an Instagram @TimmyTellAStory, and that's all together. you could find me on there. And on there, I'm updating all of my social media sites if you want to connect on there.
Thank you so much, Timmy, for today's conversation. And there's a lot to be learned about you, but this is just the beginning. So thank you. Thanks for being on Grace Radio Show with your host, Anita.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Grace, Invigorating Talk Radio with Anita. Discover, inspire, evolve.